Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Denise Austin is here, too, folks, because I need a little shot of energy today. Denise Austin, you know her, folks. She's this the dynamo that helps us get fit and helps us eat well. You've been seeing her on television for, I understand now, almost 20 years. Of course, that means she started when she was only 6. But she's here to talk to us about how to stay healthy. Denise Austin, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you here.
Good. Okay, everybody's got to get fit now. Come on, we've New Year's beginning, and the key thing is to feel better about yourself, to have more energy, and live life to the fullest.
Well, Denise, we all want to do that, but let me tell you what the reality is. Small business owner. But by the way, before I do that, I got to ask you a question.
Sure, honey.
You were in high school. You were a cheerleader, right?
No, I was a gymnast. Oh,
you,
I competed.
When I remember, I remember the gymnast thing. But I thought surely you had to be a cheerleader somewhere.
Do you know what they asked me? My the cheerleading squad asked me to be their mascot.
Oh, really?
So during football games at my big high school, I did back handsprings along the back of the football field. 53 of them I did in a row one night.
Holy mackerel! That's like a record, isn't it?
That was going back years ago now, Jim.
Denise, the small business owners have too many things to do and not enough people to do them.
I know.
You are, aren't you? And we turn the lights on, we turn the lights off. And it's so hard sometimes for us to get the right kind of exercise. It's even sometimes hard for us to eat right. Give us a special small business regimen.
Well, first of all, you've got to get up a little early in the morning and grab about 10 minutes of time to exercise yourself. 10 minutes to kind of get you on a routine, because I'm a big believer in routine and keeping it up, being consistent in exercise. So if you could start the day with 10 minutes of exercise, that will give you kind of like to rev up your metabolism for the day. And another important tip I tell people all the time is, as often as you can, get out of the chair and take good breaks, like take deep breaths, walk around, even while you're talking on the telephone, if you have the ability to stand up. Did you know just standing up burns more calories than sitting down? So these are just little tips that you can lead your life a little healthier for the new year. Also, eating right. That's another part of it.
Let me stop you for a second, though, Nisa. Let's talk about this exercise thing.
Sure.
Give us an example of some, in that 10 minutes, what are some exercises we ought to do?
Well, first of all, you need to always do a good sit-up, push-up. Sit-ups for the center of your body, your abs, push-ups for your upper part of the body, and then leg squats or leg lunges for the lower part of the body. So always add those 3 minutes of exercise, a minute of abs, a minute of push-ups, and a minute of squats or leg lunges.
What if you've got old knees like me and the squatting is not so good?
Get on the floor and do leg lifts. Because that doesn't have any gravity to it.
You're right. That works. That's a good idea. I'm at the age now where when I squat down, I make sure there's something else I can do while I'm down there, you know, to make sure I don't have to go back anytime soon.
Get a chair, baby. Help you strain yourself back up. But another thing to remember throughout the day is to do isometric exercises. This is what I do because they keep you going throughout the day and feed your muscles with more oxygen so you have more energy. This is what to do. Right now, everyone can do it while they're listening. This is a great tummy exercise. Everyone, pull in your belly button. Now, tighten up your ab muscles for 5 seconds.
I'm doing it.
Isometrically. Tight, tight, tight. And then release. And there you've done a sit-up. So you could be at your office. You could be standing in line at the grocery store. You could be anytime driving to work by tightening up those tummy muscles anytime, anywhere, getting in a little toning time.
I did it, Denise. I think I may have hurt something, but I'm not sure. No, I'm okay. I'm okay.
And it strengthens your spine. See, your ab muscles act as a girdle for your spine to keep it healthy for life. And then throughout the day, do all the different breathing exercises. I'm a big believer in getting that oxygen flowing to have energy to think quicker.
One of the things you're exactly right. And folks, I encourage you to listen to Denise, because I want you to live a long time and help be healthy, so you can listen to this show for a long time and be successful in your small business. But Denise, one of the things that I try to do and I encourage people to do is as you say, just stand up at your desk and swing your arms back and forth, swing them over your head.
Arm circles.
It's amazing. It's amazing. You can literally feel the blood circulating when you do that.
Oh, you bet. It's an instantaneous benefit too. So get out of your chair. Sitting's the worst thing for our body. You got to move more. But also, eating is very important. I'm a big believer in snacking smart. We all live our lives rushing. Of course, small business owners are so, you know, on the go. Convenience is important. So just this week came out with a brand new health bar. It's called Hershey's Smart Zone Nutrition Bar, and it's delicious, but most important, it's a great nutrition snack. And snacking is important because, you know what? We found through research, if you eat throughout the day small little meals, it keeps that metabolism revved up, and that metabolism never slows down. Don't skip meals. I eat a good breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but two snacks during the day, one around the morning, mid-morning time. I try to grab something, fresh fruit or a bit of almonds, some nuts, because that's healthy. And then around 3 o'clock, the other snack time, this is when I like to grab a Smart Zone nutrition bar.
Why is it smart to eat a snack between meals?
Because it keeps that metabolism stable, so you never feel like... And did you know two things help your metabolism? Eating and exercise. Those are the two things that kind of rev up your metabolism. So that's why also they found through research, people who need to lose weight need to eat small little meals every couple, 3 hours in the day to keep their metabolism level. But also you have to make sure you're eating the right food. Snacking smart is what's important.
Well, I want to hear a little more about this Hershey bar. I understand that. Is that new?
Yes, it's brand new, and it's delicious.
What does it taste? Does it taste like a Hershey's with almonds, or
it's more of a nutrition bar. Yeah. But the key thing is it has 14 vitamins and minerals in there, and that's what's important. It helps curb your appetite. And what's great about kind of having a healthy snack is it's portion control. You know, in that Hershey's bar, there's 200 calories, and it's well balanced.
As long as you don't eat two or three of them. But let me, Denise. Does it have any fiber?
Yes, it does have
fiber. You know, fiber is our friend.
3% of fiber, I mean grams of fiber. So depending, like the peanut one that I love, it's chocolate peanut butter Smart Zone bar. It's delicious, and that has 3 grams of fiber. So
Denise, fiber is our friend.
Fiber is, and it's helping us all lose weight.
That's right. Hey, Denise, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20
Great.
After. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I told you to buckle your seatbelts. Denise Austin is still in the building. She'll be back one more segment right after these messages. 20 after, Mr. Al Green will take us out. Back is 23 after the hour. Having a great visit with our new friend Denise Austin, but she's not really a new friend. We've known her for a long time. Denise, did you tell me that you're about to celebrate your 20th year of promoting fitness and physical well-being?
Yes, I'm celebrating in January my 20th year on television.
Congratulations.
10 years on ESPN, and this will be my 10th year on Lifetime TV every morning.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
great small
years.
Business. You're a great role model for a lot of people out there who had a passion for something, and you said, you know what, I'm going to do this. And I'm sure there were times, Denise, when people said, what are you, nuts? You can't do that. How many people said that to you?
Not that many. You know, people laugh. You know, what I love to do is just help people get in better shape and feel better. And I get the most wonderful letters and emails from people all over the country that I've made a difference in their life. And honestly, that's what keeps me going. When people stop and say, Denise, I lost 20 pounds working out with you.
Wow.
And I've changed what I eat now, and I'm eating healthier. And it just makes me feel good because I know how much better you feel when you're active and you're fit and healthy.
Now,
and there's no better feeling.
Tell us how we can contact you. Is there a website that you want to give us?
Sure, DeniseAustin.com.
All right.
You could contact me.
What do we find? Can we find your workout videos there and any maybe some menus?
Oh, yeah, menu plans, eating plans, also some exercises, and I have a free daily newsletter that goes out every day.
All right.
So sign up for that.
Subscribe to that.
Yeah, and also if you want to know some more of my healthy fitness and more eating tips, it's on I did a whole series of eating and exercise tips on this is the HersheySmartZone.com.
HersheySmartZone.com
on ways to snack smart. And that's truly important because we're all going to snack, and I truly believe in snacking just to kind of keep that metabolism stable and steady through the day. And then it's what to choose is the most important.
Denise, a lot of people around, you know, a couple of days before Thanksgiving and then, you know, until right after New Year's, they sort of give up on holding their weight down. I mean, my golly, everywhere you go, there's cookies and candy and people
and
are sending
right
you stuff.
There, baby.
And all the things, all the different, you know, all the different times we get together with friends and we eat too much and all the desserts. A lot of people just give up on it. What do you think?
Well, my personal opinion is enjoy, but don't overdo it with portions. Portion control is so important. I honestly do love all. I'm from a big family. You know, we get together and all we do is eat. So it's how much you're packing away is what's important. So try to enjoy, you know, some of the great foods, everything in moderation, and truly that's important. And make sure you're, you know, adding a little exercise to your day or just being active. Go get everybody to go for a walk before dinner. Get everybody to move more. And that's what I do to my poor family.
Denise,
we have to walk to earn our food.
Let me ask you another question on as far as the kinds of foods that give us energy. As small business owners, we need all the energy we can get. What are some things that give us energy, and what are some foods that sap us of energy?
First of all, water is probably the best way to get energy.
Really?
Drinking throughout the day, having your water bottles or glasses of water at your desk, in your car, any place you're going to be, make sure you remind yourself with water bottles or with, you know, glasses of water, like, this is my water bottle or this is my cup that I'm going to, you know, get more water every day. 8 glasses is so important. It keeps your energy level up. Plus, it keeps you full faster. And so that is good. Then, you know, healthy snacks. Make sure you have some healthy snacks at your office. And they could be fresh fruit. It could be kind of...
What's the best fruit?
The best, of course, the easiest ones and convenient. We got to be, think of convenience because I'm a full-time, you know, worker myself and I have kids. So I grab either an apple or an orange or banana.
I like bananas.
Yeah, that's healthy. And that's
bananas are chock full of good stuff, aren't they?
Yes, potassium. It keeps your energy level up.
Right.
So, grab things that are going to be healthy that you could put in your, briefcase, your purse or whatever. And that's why I'm a believer in these smart zone bars, because they're packed with nutrition, and they're convenient, and they're portion control, and that's important too. They're 200 calories, but they taste great, so, and you know you're getting good fiber, good food in there.
What is the best food? We got about a minute, Denise. Talk to us a little bit about the low carb diet. What do you think about that?
Well, I am not a big believer in these low carb diets. I believe in good nutrition and well balanced, and that's, I've talked to the top nutritionists in our country, and they also believe that you need carbohydrates in your body to keep the energy level up.
Mm-hmm.
But what are the good ones? That's important to know. What are the good carbohydrates?
What are the good ones?
Well, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, you know, oatmeal, lentils. All those are good carbohydrates.
What about potatoes?
Potatoes are great.
I love potatoes.
I'm a big believer in potatoes.
But in moderation, right?
Yeah, of course. Everything in moderation. You know, try not to think about how many calories you're eating and how many calories can you expend in a day. It's energy in and energy out. And right. that's truly the answer. So you got to keep moving and eat healthy. Snack smart.
Well said, Denise. We're going to have to wrap it up. Give us your website one more time, please.
Okay, it's deniseaustin.com.
And the bar is the Hershey's what?
Yeah, Hershey's Smart Zone Bar.
I'm going to go out and get some of those today. Denise.
They're delicious. Try the chocolate peanut butter.
It's been great fun. We hope you'll come back again another day.
I will, Jim. Thank you for having me.
Good job. See you later.
Okay, Happy New Year.
You too. Quick break. Right back with Brad Huskin. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.